she'd call them salad greens. And she'd keep talking about salad greens. I didn't know what she was referring to, so I finally discovered that it was just what we call turnip greens. We call them turnip greens, and they call them salad greens.
Mustard greens?
Yeah,
did
mustard.
You ever hear it called turnip salad?
No, I've never heard it called turnip salad.
And you put the greens in, it's
yeah.
The salad greens.
Salad greens, right.
Do people eat poke salad?
Well, yeah, the colored people all
they
just
do.
Love it. And I have eaten it, and I liked it, but as far as fixing it, I've never fixed it. And I had a neighbor that, see, there was a house on each side of us that, I guess you keep wondering, speaking of my neighbors that did this or that, well, it was different neighbors. They'd maybe stay there 2 or 3 years, and then they would move, and the house was owned by the man they worked for. And they, always different neighbors. Well, one neighbor moved in, and she said something about poke salad. I said, well, I've never eaten it. I've always wanted to, but my husband was afraid it would kill me, and he would never let me cook it. She said, I'm going to cook some. So they was just beautiful. It would come up out in the gardens, you know, back. So she did, and it was good. I really liked it, and he ate it, too. Have you ever eaten it?
No.
Tastes like spinach. It's more like spinach than anything else. Oh, I do, too. Well, you'd like it. She fixed it with butter, just like you fix spinach. And I could not. And he couldn't either. He said it just almost
don't
think you.
Don't you know which leaves to pick?
No.
You don't?
No.
It doesn't make any.
You parboil it, they say.
Do.
Yeah. You put it in, you throw it in boiling water after you wash it, pick it and wash it, you know. And then you throw it in this boiling water and let it boil. Just, I think, 5 minutes because it's tender, just like spinach. You drain it out of that and then you fry your butter or you're going to fix it with bacon, you know. And then just kind of fry it around it. Oh, it was delicious. Miss
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd still be afraid to go out and gather it. That would bother
so
me.
I never did get any and cook it. She cooked it several times, though, and she would bring us a dish of it, and we would eat it. But I just never did try.
Yeah,
but Negroes, oh, they are just...
The poke berries were poisonous.
Oh, yeah,
so
they say that
they
must not be, because if the... That's why he always thought, well, don't cook that because you might poison it. But the berries shouldn't be poisoned if the leaves, you know, if you eat the leaves, I wouldn't think the berries would be.
By the way, down here on this road, there's this herd of cows, and they're, you know, strung out all over the road, even not the gravel road, but the other road that I'm coming in.
Uh-huh.
There's
small
speckled cows, you know, I don't know what you call them.
Oh, you mean on this?
The blacktop road. And they're strung out for maybe a mile. All down in there, you know.
That's just a bunch of Carl Woods cows. They belong to a man who lives over here on this.
What do you mean by Woods cows? You mean he just lets them run?
Just all, yeah. And there's just all kind of cows. That's Carl Woods cows. You
well,
know?
My uncle has a lot of cows.
Yeah, her
too.
Uncle that cow has.
Well, do these cows, does he ever bring them in?
Yes, he does and sells them, you know, or maybe butchers one or something like that. Sell them to the markets. Yes, I don't really know.
Well, there was a car coming toward me on the road that he really had to swerve to keep from hitting one. We just happened to walk
out.
Well,
you see, we have a stock lot, but then that is, you'd passed the cattle guard, hadn't you? And you'd gone across the cattle guard. Well, they're within that cattle guard, I guess, in this one right here that you came across, you see. And they can roam all through there.
Oh, they can?
Yes.
I see. Well, I was after I saw them there. Mm-hmm. This man came around a curve, and he had to kind of dodge one of them and walk down. But
they shouldn't be, because that's a very, there's a lot of traffic on this campground road, and it really shouldn't be. Those cows shouldn't be in
well,
there.
I wonder if they'd gotten out, you know. Or
but
they
I think,
just...
no, they're always on the road between here and that. Did you come that way this morning?
Yes, the way that you told. Now, I came the way
you
that
came like
went
you
out.
Went out. Well, that's over this way. I thought you were talking about
well,
that.
I don't know
it's
my
back.
Directions once I'm
it's
inside.
Back. Well, now, those cows, yeah, the cattle gate. You cross that first cattle